This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The man accused of shooting 10 people on a Brooklyn subway train is due in court today. Frank James is charged with a federal terrorism offense. The AP said Donahue.
A day after the shooting, Mayor Eric Adams declared,
"We got him."
Him is Frank James. Chief of Detectives James Essig says he was taken into custody in Manhattan based on a tip.
NYPD patrol officers from the 9th Precinct responded to St. Mark's and 1st Avenue, where they apprehended him without incident.
In recent months, James railed in online videos about racism, mental health, and violence. The motive for the attack remains unclear. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ukraine says it hit a Russian ship, the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. Moscow's confirming the ship was damaged, but not that it was hit by Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky is thanking the U.S. for a new round of military aid as it battles Russia, $800 million worth of weapons. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The U.S. is authorized sending more weapon systems that Ukraine's already using, plus new capabilities like artillery systems and more helicopters. The announcement comes a day after the president, for the first time, labeled Vladimir Putin's actions in Ukraine genocide.
In Michigan, there's video showing a police officer struggling with a black man over a taser before fatally shooting him in the head while the man was face down on the ground. Protesters gathered outside the Grand Rapids Police Department following the release of the video. Two people have been found dead in a home in New Mexico as firefighters try to slow a wildfire that's burned some homes in the Ruidoso area. The National Weather Service is warning of possibly severe thunderstorms today along the East Coast. This is AP News. You don't need us to tell you this. Prices are up for a lot of things. The AP's Mike Hempen says surging energy costs have triggered a record jump in wholesale prices.
The Labor Department says wholesale prices rose 1.4% last month from February, and they jumped 11% in March from a year earlier, the fastest year-over-year pace on records dating back to 2010. The Producer Price Index measures inflation before it reaches consumers. Energy prices, which soared after Russia's invasion of Ukraine on February 24th, were up nearly 37% from March 2021. The wholesale inflation report comes a day after the Labor Department reported that consumer prices last month jumped 8.5% from a year earlier, the fastest annual clip since December 1981. Mike Hempen, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.